This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. National Information Commission calls on all concerned to disseminate truth, factual and objective information related to the upcoming election to the House of Representatives. 40 people injured in a bus accident on Narangarh-Mughlin Road section today morning. Martyrs Day being observed across the country today with various programs to honor those who sacrificed their lives for the nation and its people. And US President Donald Trump warns UK on China business as British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer visits Shanghai. Now the news in detail. The National Information Commission has called on all concerned to disseminate truthful, factual and objective information related to the upcoming election to the House of Representatives. The Commission urged a responsible flow of information to ensure that the election scheduled for the 5th of March is free, fair and fear-free. National Information Commission Commissioner and spokesperson Gagan Bista said the spread of misleading, false and biased information during elections can seriously harm the democratic process. He stressed that the election-related information should be based on truth and reality. Bista said stakeholders must make election information public in a timely manner and in a form that is easily understood by everyone. He also urged the government to keep relevant bodies active in monitoring and regulating false and misleading information. The Election Commission, he said, has emphasized the need to strengthen voter education, disseminate information through multilingual platform and publish election-related laws, directives and the code of conduct on time. 40 people have been injured when a bus met with an accident on Narangarh-Mughlin Road section today morning. The bus travelling from Dang to Kathmandu lost control and overturned at Kumaoni in Bharatpur Metropolitan City, Ward No. 29 in Chitwan District. According to Chitwan District Police Office Superintendent Govindapuri, three of the injured were discharged after treatment while others are receiving care at various hospitals in the district. Among the injured, 15 are undergoing treatment at Maula Kalika Hospital, 17 at College of Medical Sciences, Old Medical College, and 5 at Chitwan Medical College in Bharatpur. Martyr Day is being observed across the country today with various programs to honor those who sacrificed their life for the nation and its people. The day is marked by remembering the struggle, devotion and contribution of martyrs including Sukradas Sastri, Dharmabhakta Mathima, Dasrath Chand and Gangalal Srestha, along with other martyrs who played a vital role in establishment of democracy in Nepal. Martyr Week is observed every year from the 10th of March to 16th of March through initiatives of various organizations in memory of the brave martyrs who sacrificed their lives while fighting against the then autocratic Rana regime. On the occasion of the Martyr Day, President Ramchandra Paudil urged political parties, the general public and all concerned to work sincerely to fulfill the aspirations of the martyrs who sacrificed their lives for the independence of the country and the country's people. The President expressed hope that the Martyr Day would inspire all to translate the dreams of the martyrs into reality by strengthening democracy and serving the nation and its citizens. He paid tribute to the known and unknown martyrs who laid down their lives for civil liberties, democratic values and national sovereignty, stating that moving forward towards sustainable peace, good governance, development and prosperity under the Federal Democratic Republican system would be a true tribute to their sacrifice. Similarly, Vice President Ramsai Prasad Yadav and Prime Minister Sushil Akarki also remembered the sacrifices of all the known and unknown martyrs on the occasion of the Martyr Day today. The Pakistan Embassy in Kathmandu recently hosted an art exhibition and artist talk titled Colors of Pakistan Through the Brush of a Nepali Artist, featuring works by renowned Nepali artist Bidhata Kesi inspired by her artistic journey across Pakistan. Held at the embassy's premises, the exhibition brought together art lovers, cultural practitioners, civil society representatives, media professionals, social media influencers, and members of the diplomatic community, reflecting growing interest in cultural exchange and people-to-people ties between Nepal and Pakistan. The showcased artworks drew from Kesi's participation in the artist residency program for South Asian countries in Pakistan. Speaking during the event, the artist shared her experiences of traveling across different regions of Pakistan, describing how the country's landscapes, heritage, and social fabric shaped her creative expression. Addressing the gathering, Pakistan's ambassador to Nepal, Abrar Hashmi, praised the artist's work, noting that it offered a unique and thoughtful interpretation of Pakistan through a Nepali perspective. He emphasized that cultural diplomacy is a key pillar of Pakistan-Nepal relations and reaffirmed the embassy's commitment to strengthening mutual understanding through art, culture, and shared heritage. Participants appreciated the embassy's initiative and commended the artistic depth and narrative strength of the exhibited works. On the occasion, the embassy also announced that the Pakistan Food Festival will be held in Kathmandu from the 5th to 7th of February 2026, providing another platform for cultural engagement and public interaction through Pakistani cuisine. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. U.S. President Donald Trump has described it as very dangerous for UK to engage in business with China as Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer arrived in Shanghai on the third day of his visit. According to the BBC, the Trump's remarks came after Starmer announced agreements aimed at boosting trade and investment following talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Speaking at the premiere of a documentary about his wife, Melania Trump referred to Xi as a friend and said he knew the Chinese president very well. Downing Street responded by saying the U.S. had been aware of Starmer's visit and its objectives in advance. Officials also noted that President Trump himself is scheduled to visit China in April. When asked about UK-China deals, Trump gave only brief comments and shifted focus to Canada, calling it even more dangerous for Canada to do business with China and warning that China is not the answer for Canadian economic growth. Earlier this week, Trump threatened tariffs on Canada over deals struck with China during Prime Minister Mark Carney's visit to Beijing. Despite Trump's warning, Sir Keir said the UK-China relationship is in a good, strong place and described his meeting with Xi as very good and providing just the level of engagement that they hoped for. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, The weather of the country is under the partial influence of the westerly winds. In some areas of Kosi and Madhes province, there is still the prevalence of mist and fog, while partial clouds cover the hilly and mountainous regions of the Kosi province and other parts of the country. According to the division, this afternoon, light rain and snowfall is likely to take place in one or two places in the high hill and mountainous regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces, while fog will possibly persist in the Tarai region. In the high hill and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, there will be partly cloudy condition, while the rest of the area will remain mainly clear. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. National Information Commission calls on all concerned to disseminate truthful, factual and objective information related to the upcoming election to the House of Representatives. 40 people injured in a bus accident on the Narangarh-Mughlin Road section today morning. Martyr Day being celebrated across the country today with various programs to honor those who sacrificed their lives for the nation and its people. And U.S. President Donald Trump warns U.K. on China business as British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer visits Shanghai. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.